The Meeting Point on SAFM.
It is SAFM 104 to 107 nationwide. Now, ordinarily, we start the show with one of the stories making headlines during the day. There is a lot we could speak about, whether it is the latest around Eskom, what the ANC is saying regarding Phara-Phara Farm scandal, or what came out during the inquiry into the public protector's fitness to hold office. We could have gone into any of that. But there's something else happening, which I would like to bring to your attention, if at all you are not aware. Depending on your age, and I say that respectfully, and where you come from, you might remember the legendary SABC sitcom series, Emzinwezinsizwa. If you don't know what I'm talking about, imagine a sitcom set in a mining hostel in Johannesburg in the late 90s, early 2000. Five men living in room 8, the most controversial and popular room of the hostel, and always finding themselves on the wrong side of hotel's management. Now, for 9 seasons, the following legends brought humor to South Africa at a very difficult period in our country's history. There is the late Babu Ronald Mgwebu as James Mkhize or Kabazela, Babu Shadrack Ngema as Makubane, Ntate Jabulani Nkosi as Benson Chirwari, Ntate Jerry Pele as Thabang Mofokeng, and also Tatu Vusumuzi Tanda as Chawe. I bring all of this up because earlier today a video was doing the rounds where Tatu Vusumuzi Tanda is holding up his Capitec card asking for help. I have a lot to say about this, and I'm interested in your thoughts on this as well. But before I do so, here's a reminder of the character Chawe from Emzinwezinsizwa, played by Tatu Vusumuzi Tanda.
As far as I'm concerned, zindikhumbuza la amatyotyombe asemshenguville aphuthi xa undwendwele khona uthi wawucela ukuyawuntsontsa phandle abantu bakubuza uba unayo nimali eteksi.
Kubani?
Andithi kaloku ziyafana ezinto ezi. Uzawuthi xa ufika phaya mhlawumbi ulahleke ngoku xa ubuya, kulapho ke ukhupha imali yeteksi khona buye lapho ubuvele.
Chawe on Emzinwezinsizwa. Do you remember? Now, here is the video doing the rounds, or the audio of the video doing the rounds on social media. It is in isiXhosa, but this is Tatu Vusumuzi Tanda.
Uvusumuzi A Tanda. Ndibhankisha kunye neCapitec Bank. I-account number yam 136-469-1572. Ndifuna ukubulela ngazo zozibini kubo bonke abathe bavakalelwa ngulo myalezo wam bandixhasa. Ingathi ndingenje njalo nakwabanye. Nali nekhadi lam, ninenamba yam negama lebhanka. Enkosi kakhulu, ndiyabulela. Mazinethole.
A legendary South African actor, 9 seasons deep in the late 90s and early 2000s, resorting to social media to ask for help. I only have one thing that I will say or ask. How is it possible that after all that Tatu Vusumuzi Tanda has done together with his fellow actors in Emzinwezinsizwa, in service to this country, as an actor, that we find ourselves, well, uncomfortably so for me, we find ourselves watching him ask for help? I don't understand at all. Laurentia Mgwebu is daughter of the late Ndate Ronald Bantu Mgwebu, who's also a creative consultant and communication specialist, and she joins us now on the line. Laurentia, thank you very much for making time to speak to us. Good evening.
Good evening, Gugu. Thank you for having me.
I can only imagine how triggering this is for you, because it was when we all, in thinking of you as a family, you lost Babu Mgwebu, and the circumstances as well at the time were difficult. And here we have a fellow actor, a fellow legend from Emzinwezinsizwa going to social media asking for help. When you came across this video, or maybe you do know about the circumstances of Babatunde and the family, what does that mean for you? How are you feeling right now?
Sure. I mean, I think it's triggering in a sense that, you know, this is a legend in our country, and being involved in the entertainment industry myself, I definitely understand and hear the plight of so many of our talented artists dying poor, unemployed, just not really, you know, feeling supported, and really just being given the platforms, you know, to sustain themselves as people of the field. You know, I think for me, I'm grateful that, you know, my father really tried, he worked extremely hard to provide us with a level of comfort, even when he is gone. And so to see this 7 years after we lost our dad, I think it is just, it's almost traumatizing, because when I look at him, I see my dad, you know, and it's just, it's not a position to be in. And I feel for his family more than anything. When your parents are elderly, you want to be able to be there for them. And, you know, this cannot be easy. I am completely moved. I am sad beyond words. Yeah, I really am.
I'm troubled, and you know, Laurentia, to be very honest, a part of me is angry, and I did try and get the team to reach out to the Minister of Arts and Culture. You just understand, are we as a country doing anything at all to honor those like your father and Babatunde and others, who I believe carried us through their art, through their humor, carried us at a particular time in our country? How is it possible that we are here today?
Sure. I mean, you know, we've seen over the past 2 years just how much the film and television industry, the music industry, the eventing industry, how it struggled over the period of lockdown and restrictions and everything. Could our government do more to support this industry? Absolutely, absolutely. Not so long ago, there were talks of a 22 million rand flag that was to go up, but I don't see how that would put bread on the table of so many talented people who are jobless. Our entertainment industry is rooted in culture, and you know, people do. We've got a vast amount of talent, rich in heritage. We're dying to tell our stories, and all it takes is that support. The how is by perhaps really bridging the gap between us as the creative industry and the government. I think it's very clear that right now the department itself comes across quite tone deaf in how they have responded, or maybe I should say not responded, to the cries of so many South African talents that are sitting at home jobless. I mean, it's gone as far as mental health is in complete question, and there is a huge portion every day, day in, day out, of people. You know, I work too as a talent manager, and so I get these conversations. I am on the phone on a constant basis, trying to help and find ways to get people out of a rut, but we're all in some kind of a rut. But yes, I agree. I believe that there needs to be a really clear line of communication and accessibility to our government departments, you know, and for them to hear us, especially us on the ground, you know. Yeah.
Laurentia, we are out of time, but I really appreciate you making the time, and we Thank you as a family for having provided us with your father and all that he brought to us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for making time for us this evening.
Thank you so much. It's Roland. Roland Baltimore, not Ron Mild. Thank you very much.
It's, my apologies. It is Roland. Much appreciated. Laurentia, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Laurentia Ngwebu there is daughter to Babu Roland Bantu Ngwebu, who played the character that is Kabazela on Emzini Wezinsizwa. Your thoughts on this tragedy? 0614 104 107. It is a meeting point on SAFM.